WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that anyone who thinks Lives of the Monster Dogs must be just another mutant life form from Outer Space story is barking up the wrong tree. Here's her review.
Two things about Lives of the Monster Dogs almost put me off the scent of this superb novel. First, its cheesy title, reminiscent of those Roger Corman horror flicks from the 1960s. Second, the fact that the book's plot, involving a mad scientist and a pack of genetically enhanced dogs, sounded like science fiction, which is a genre that generally leaves me cold. But Kirsten Backus's first novel, Lives of the Monster Dogs, belongs to that category of literary sci-fi occupied by Mary Shelley's Frankenstein and H.G. Wells's The Time Machine, where the emphasis is more on philosophy than physics. And as in those masterpieces, the primary mood of Lives of the Monster Dogs is not suspense, but melancholy. The novel stirs up restive yearnings for improbable worlds and a sobering sense of the limits of this one. The main narrative begins in 2008, when a group of 150 so-called monster dogs appears in Manhattan and takes suites at the Plaza Hotel. The dogs, who are super intelligent and speak through surgically implanted voice boxes, wear prosthetic hands and are dressed in turn-of-the-century military uniforms and bustled skirts. They walk upright with the aids of canes and parasols. The story they tell city officials is a curious one. It seems the dogs are the products of experiments carried on for decades in a remote village in the Canadian wilderness. Their wealthy human masters emigrated to Canada from Prussia in the late 19th century, and because their village was cut off from the rest of the world, both hounds and humans retained the manners and dress of the late Victorian era. There was a bloody uprising against their masters that the polite pooches would prefer not to discuss. Instead, they put on the dog in Manhattan, riding around in limos, orchestrating gala Christmas parades, and basically upstaging moneyed mutts like Donald Trump. A chance meeting throws a college student named Cleo together with a monster dog named Ludwig, who is compiling a history of the dogs and their insane creator. Like many of his more sensitive comrades, Ludwig is tortured by his ludicrous existence. As he says, "It is a terrible thing to be a dog and know it." Ludwig lets Cleo in on a horrifying secret. He and some of the other dogs have been suffering from memory lapses. After one such episode, Ludwig awakes to find piles of feces in the corners of his elegant apartment and scratch marks on the doors. He's reverting and can't stop the process. A weaker writer would have sentimentalized Ludwig and Cleo's relationship into a Beauty and the Beast thing, capable of being redeemed by a kiss. Instead, however, Backus ruthlessly trains our gaze on Ludwig's doomed efforts to retain his autonomy and self-consciousness, turning it into a fable about human struggles with old age and death. Backus's vivid imagination isn't just evident in the plot of her novel, but in its execution as well. Lives of the Monster Dogs reads like a shrunken-down 19th-century novel. Backus tells her tale through letters, diaries, newspaper clippings, and even an opera libretto. Her storytelling powers really shine at the climax of the novel, which takes place in Neuhunstein, a fantastic barbarian-style castle the monster dogs have built and taken refuge in on the Lower East Side. Isolated from the rest of the city, the dogs and their human guests drink and dance themselves into a fatalistic frenzy. Edgar Allan Poe's short story, The Mask of the Red Death, obviously was the inspiration here, and I think the master of the macabre would have been flattered by this canine copy. Lives of the Monster Dogs is one of the most original and affecting novels I've read recently. For such an extraordinary debut, Backus deserves a heaping serving of literary livisnaps.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Lives of the Monster Dogs.